afternoon delight.
Kiss all your saviors goodbye. Offer them up to the dead.
How about hour number two on a Friday? You know Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling producing. Keisha the intern is here. It is super foggy over here in the Westlake area, so be careful if you're rolling through this part of town. The big college basketball bombshell FBI story today. Maybe it won't be the last one, but it's the first one where names are named. Schools and players are named in this Yahoo Sports story today. The big dogs, Duke, Carolina, Kentucky, Michigan State, who we hadn't mentioned before, USC, Kansas are all in this, along with Texas, South Carolina, Louisville, Utah, Xavier, Wichita State, Clemson, Alabama, just to name that group, and I don't know if I got them all.
And a really good text. We have a lot of good texts coming in. We appreciate that. Specs text line, you guys help this make this show better. 337-3776. The IRS says you can't. You can gift someone, so you can. Let me repeat this. The IRS says you can gift someone $15,000 without having to claim it on taxes.
Ah.
So that's where I think a lot of that is when you're looking at sums.
Oh, I see. Well, then it just would seem
sums maybe more, but individual gifts.
So I can give somebody a gift of $10,000 and I don't have to report it on the taxes? Is that what you're saying? Or I can write it off on the taxes?
You don't have to claim it on your taxes.
You don't have to claim it.
So, yeah, you don't have to report it.
So why can't you set up some system where boosters help pay for these things and then make it a certain amount? And then I don't understand.
Would seem
to be fairly easy. But
Tony in Las Vegas, we appreciate this. Hope Vegas is doing well, but you know, this is kind of being a smart ass. Did Eric Davis get paid to play or shave points? The latter seems more likely.
That's rude.
All right, Tony.
That's rude. Unnecessary. As of now, we have not heard any reason to believe Eric Davis will not play tomorrow against Oklahoma State. If you missed it, Eric Davis and Prince eBay from slightly back in the day are the two Texas players that show up in this story.
Right. Someone said, is Nova on the list? With certain players, yeah, they would be. I think we already mentioned a couple, didn't we?
That's a great question. I'm not sure.
Where's my list here in front of me?
As far as specific schools that I read through, I don't think I saw Villanova.
I saw a name who was a Villanova kid, Kyle Lowry. There we go.
There it is. Yeah.
But apparently Nova coaches, didn't even say assistant, Nova coaches and Tom Izzo reportedly met multiple times or at least one time with Andy Miller,
with
the
Miller,
agent.
Which wouldn't be illegal, right?
Wouldn't be illegal, but considering what's coming out now, not sure you want to be tied to that.
So let me ask you this. You know me, I'm always thinking of what's the next step in terms of how will coaches, NC, how will they cover themselves? How will they cover this up? So this is or how will they deal with it? So if I'm...
You better have been smart beforehand, because a lot of this stuff's going to be tough to cover now.
Because...
So my point is, if you want to cover this up, you better have been smart months ago.
So the words that keep popping in my head are plausible deniability. If, like, as an example, you ever seen Independence Day?
Yeah.
With Will Smith? So the scene where the president defiantly says, come on, if there was an Area 51 and a bunch of aliens, I would know about it. And one of his advisors says, sir, it's not entirely true. So it's about what you know and what you choose not to know, or maybe what others make sure you don't know.
John Wooden was Sam, his money guy.
Okay, there you go.
John Wooden just looked the other way.
So can Tom Izzo, Mike Krzyzewski, Bill Self, and all the rest just claim, look, we tell these kids all the time not to take money and not to get involved in this. If the kid took money, that sucks for the kid, but we did not know about it. And if there's no paper trail, they can just pin it on the kid, and the kid ultimately takes whatever fall.
And the agent or...
Yes.
Sneaker company.
The kid, the agent, and the Adidas rep, they take it. And maybe an assistant coach, right? But you still...
But once you get to the assistant, like, for these assistants going down, you're going to tell me that the head coach didn't know? It's the same thing with Art Briles in any situation like that. Now, mm-hmm. What Art Briles is doing, much more serious.
Right. There's a lot more wickedness, obviously, going on there to keep that secret.
I can create a world where these kids need to get paid. Can't create a world where there needs to be an atmosphere condoning rape.
Right, exactly. So I wonder now, I'm just thinking of this in terms of the attorneys for these coaches, the agents for these coaches. They're not going to lie down. right? They're going to all have press conferences this weekend. After their games, and they're going to get asked questions, or they're going to say they don't want to talk, or whatever. I'm just interested to see how they deal with it. The big ones.
So you're saying a lot of them are calling Izzo for tips right now?
Maybe.
Have you been dealing with this last month?
Yeah, how has this been, Tom? Well, that for Izzo, his name is on that list today for having, like you said, had a meal with Miller. But is Tom Izzo going to say, well, sure, I've met a guy, but every single year we end up meeting with a lot of agents because of NBA, because we're having won a lot of one and dones, and our guys go to the NBA. So, of course, I'm going to meet with these people.
Can't wait for the self one. He scratches his head. Look, there's no facade here. I'm not the type of guy who would cover things up. It is what it is.
It's a shame everybody couldn't have seen that one. That was good. That was
good. With a hat, too.
Yeah, that was very good.
Some other stuff here. Sounds like racist profiling by the NBA or by the FBI to me. Don't take the money, wink, wink. Yeah, I mean, there should be some white guys on here. And if there isn't, then yes, that would be.
Interesting.
Now there's more black guys playing college basketball, but TJ Leaf, Kevin Love, I mean, you know, those guys are getting paid too.
That's true. And we'll keep saying it. This may very well not be over. Like when the first...
I didn't mean to pick on UCLA with that one. I just thought of two good white guys.
Right.
That would have gotten paid.
Well, Leaf was Oregon, wasn't he? Or was Leaf UCLA?
Leaf was UCLA.
He was UCLA too. I'm thinking of... I was thinking of what's that Oregon kid? Luke Ridnour from back in the day.
Ridnour would have gotten paid.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So, well, how dare you?
Oregon. No, he was a top guard.
Dude, Oregon athletes don't get paid. Phil Knight is a...
Right, yeah.
Oh, never mind.
He got paid an $80,000 in swag that he sold online signed for $120,000.
So this is an interesting text. It says, does the reason some of this stuff didn't come out 15 years ago is because of the godfather, David Stern? Adam Silver's only taking care of the NBA shield. Stern felt like he was in charge of the whole damn thing. Same texter. It's all about the Tarkanian rule. Win all your games and graduate nobody, you get a raise. Graduate everybody and lose all your games, you get fired.
No doubt.
These coaches are following suit in the corruption, so they don't have to move their families every 6 months.
Yeah, it's the only way to survive, which is why if you got into that business, you know what's up. And if you want to try and fight the good fight, God bless you. I mean, for the coaches that have done it strictly clean, I'll tell you what, I would be surprised. I'll say a lot of bad things about the guy. I'd be surprised if Bobby Knight did that. Knight was that adamant about it as it was really happening, as his program was going downhill and other programs were rising. I think it's one of the real reasons why there was a big beef between him and Krzyzewski that he'll never talk about publicly, is that they were heading down that direction. It's been like that for a long time. It's a crappy system. The best way to try and figure it out, it would be to compensate the players. But they need to understand, too, that, you know, I don't feel necessarily really bad for these players. I mean, if some of these top cats are getting 80 to 100K as a college freshman, I know, we know what they could be making. Well, the rules shouldn't be set up that way. The industry shouldn't be set up that way, like most industries aren't set up that way.
That's true. Like you said earlier, there may not be a good guy in this whole story.
No, and I think that's probably the best way to put it.
Yeah, because it's like we talk about with, you know, when an athlete gets
popped, and your product blows.
So,
that's the difference between college football and all that.
And there is a bit of a separation of an argument here. Like if we have stories of athletes that get popped for, you know, marijuana possession or something, there is a separate discussion of should marijuana be legal. But we've talked about the rule is set up and it's there. And if you're defying the rule, you're defying the rule.
Yeah.
So
separate argument of what should be right.
You are allowed to say no when the agency offers the help.
Yeah. But then also some of these kids are in serious situations.
It's true.
Some of these baseball players. Mm-hmm. Of all races, from all over the country. White guys from country Alabama that need the money right then. And you understand that. It's sad that the NBA has let this thing go on so far, for so long, and not really thought about their feeder system. They didn't protect their feeder system, and they didn't do anything till it was way too late to try and create any type of true developmental system, and it's really hurting them.
So the fact that, as I'm reading through this story today, my thoughts immediately went to the discussions we have about basketball versus college football and all this stuff. So in terms of why college basketball ends up in this situation, and college football isn't necessarily in this situation maybe headed there, but it's not there right
there's
now.
There's more money spent on players in college football. They've been smarter in terms of how they dealt with it, and there's been less shoe companies and a lot less work with agents as you're getting the players.
Less middlemen.
Right. The agents come in their junior year at Alabama. So I talked to some Bama people in 2000 and that were alums that definitely spent some money there, and it was pretty interesting just how flagrant they were and how out in the open they were. But they're like, yeah, we'll get back in the game. We learned our lesson and what we got to do with lawyers and client privilege and all that and how to get it done. But we'll be back. And I was like, back in the game. They're like, back in the game, you know, spending serious money.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's – and they're not the only one doing that.
Right.
So that's happening. Where college football's got to really worry is getting more to that 7-on-7, where I'm hearing stories in the last couple of recruiting cycles about guys ended up going to that school. Some of those guys on signing day, it's like, oh, what's going to happen? End up going to that school because of the Adidas tie or Nike tie.
Mm-hmm.
They've already gotten paid for that. That would go down in that college basketball route. But there are a lot of similarities there, except for on the field.
Yeah, right, except for the actual product itself. Yeah,
which matters.
It is a strange system where we talk about money a lot. We talk about money at universities. We talk about new facilities. We talk about stadiums. We talk about locker rooms and, ooh, isn't that shiny? Yet the notion that any of that money could ever go to the athletes is so ludicrous to so many people.
Well, it's stupid because the athlete is why that money's there.
Right.
You have to win or else, as the texter pointed out, you get fired. By you, I mean you head coach, you athletic director, and when it boils down to it, if it's really serious enough, the school and if the fan base is serious enough about that sport, you the president and you the regents.
Sometimes,
yeah. that's getting to
that's extreme.
President for sure, though.
Yeah, you're right. That can be an extreme example.
My biggest worry about Thimbis was, and I think he's done a good job of trying to assimilate, was some of the nerd answers he gave to collegiate athletics and the sport of football. I thought, oh, hell, Quidditch is getting a new stadium, aren't they?
I don't think.
He's adapted well, though.
I don't think Quidditch is getting a stadium.
And I think.
I don't think.
The biggest thing he had to do was realize, oh, wow, they take this really damn seriously. I need to understand that. And he does.
Yeah, that's definitely important. Around here?
Right, to where it's the, what do you mean, Todd Orlando, the. Our physics guy, Mr. Edwards. Mr. Edwards is awesome. He's awesome.
Football school?
Sign this for Orlando first.
You need to know football, right? At a basketball school, you need to know about basketball.
Yeah.
And in this case of what we're talking about today, you really need to know about basketball.
Kevin White's must have a weird day going on right now because Kevin White is the Duke athletic director.
Uh-huh.
I believe his son's the head coach at Florida basketball.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't see Florida on that list today.
Oh, please. They'll be on it.
I'm assuming they will be on it at some point. The only, of the ones I named earlier, Bama and Kentucky are the only SEC schools so far that are
you don't think Billy Donovan was cheating?
Excuse me. South Carolina's on the list.
Now, that's hard to believe.
That shocks me. Frank Martin, Kevin.
Hard to believe.
Let me ask you about, you mentioned
Frank Martin alone. His story is one of the many stories that if you did not realize all the poison that was coming in here, you're blind. Or you're one of those people that says, I'm going to keep it positive. Stop.
Right.
Because this stuff's happening in front of you, and you're blind to it. Frank Martin, what? What was Frank Martin's story? Remember how he became the assistant at being a high school coach at Kansas State?
I don't know if I remember that story.
Was an assistant there, and a lot of his connection was who? Who do I always have fun with Kansas State?
Was Beasley?
Michael Beasley. And you see that that everywhere.
Hmm.
Way too often in college basketball.
I've forgotten that.
High school guys getting that job because they are bringing players.
Forgotten that connection. Since you brought up a guy that you said you'd be surprised if he was on the list, and I would agree with you that doesn't feel like something Bob Knight would be involved in, here's a name that just popped in my head. Is Mark Few going to be on this list? Will Gonzaga be on the list?
Absolutely think so.
Because part of
Mark Fuse, no, he's dirty.
I mean, part of me wants.
I would think
there's part of me that wants to say,
me too.
How the hell are you getting guys?
They don't get that benefit
in Spokane, right? The first part of me wants to say, how are
How
do you get guys to go to Spokane, Washington? But then on the other side, you're like, well, okay, I guess you could just have a program that. Because when I think of through the years, they've had a couple big guys here and there, but it's not like a steady stream of them.
Yeah, no, I don't think.
So I don't know.
I don't think Munson paid to get Matt Santangelo there in the late 90s. But they had some guys? Probably.
But yeah,
I'd be surprised if not. Chad, I think it's hard to compete at that level without doing that.
Yeah, you might. Well, that's true. I was about to say you might be right, but that's perfect.
And it can be at different levels too.
Yeah. So again,
they get no benefit here. Sorry.
If you're looking at the AP top 10 today, 7 of the top 10 are on this list. The list that's come out today, Texas Tech, by the way, is one of those in the top 10 that's actually not in the story. So as of right now, as far as Big 12 teams, Texas Tech is not right now. At this moment, they're on this list that I've seen.
Yeah, that's going to change. They've got a guy recruiting there right now who is about to be on a couple lists. And
yeah, so right now
you may know who I'm talking about, Chad.
So right now it's Kansas and Texas in the Big 12, but obviously a lot can change. And this thing, I don't think we're going to have a moment where we feel like, okay, and now it's over. That the FBI doesn't have to tell us when it's
just,
over.
No, right, yeah.
They don't have to tell us when they're in the middle, and they don't have to tell us when they're at the end.
They don't have to tell us anything.
No. But I got a
feeling. And when does the IRS get involved?
I don't know. But again, that's my. It has to be why the FBI is involved, right? That's why they're focused on it. It's not just morality. It's that.
Are these coaches going to go down like Capone?
It's all going to be tax stuff, right?
You know, Capone murdered 300 people. You got them on the taxes.
Because at some level, they're all going to have to realize if you could go back in time and however hard it would be, pay them something and then tax that something, you wouldn't be in the mess you're in now.
You know, they had Capone in Alcatraz.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Go to Alcatraz. You can actually
wait. He went to Alcatraz for the tax evasion?
They brought him there. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a tax evasion.
Wow. I'd forgotten that. See, I took the Alcatraz tour. I'm sure they mentioned that.
They
at some
would
point.
Have been if you along took the audio
along
tour.
Along with the Birdman and all the other stuff.
Right. And now they should be doing left and right, obviously. The. I'm blanking. It's one of those days. What am I thinking? Who are the brothers that escaped?
No, I don't know their name.
You don't know the two brothers who escaped? I talk about them all the time.
Sorry. The Carpaccio brothers?
The Carpaccio brothers. That's who it is.
No, I don't know. But I've heard you talk about them. The ones that got away and there was like a raft involved.
Yeah, they grew up on the mouth of the Alafi in Florida.
They killed and cooked up the sharks and they do a food show about it all the time.
Shut up.
One of their names is Larry.
Heard it was great.
No, it's Larry, not. It's not Larry.
Larry Carpaccio. That's right.
No, it's not.
Larry and Stu Carpaccio.
Banglin
right?
Brothers. John and Clarence.
The Banglins.
John and Clarence.
Of course.
With Frank Morris. And Morris always got the credit because he had like a 140 IQ. But the Anglin Brothers were the key to that.
Obviously. Can't do it without the
Country
Anglin
smarts,
brothers.
Country smarts, man.
Would they use a raft or a canoe?
A raft. And then they tied it around a rudder post. And as the last boat left to go to the to bring back people that were working there, they were underneath like a little walkway and just kind of whoop, rode on out.
Wow.
I had someone meet him at some point.
How about that?
Pretty good stuff there.
It's a good tour if you're in San Francisco. Check out
Pretty good stuff.
All right. Coming up, we'll get you the big three. Kevin's got a one and done as well. This bombshell college basketball story, a big part of the show today. But we also have actual sports to get to, too, with the Texas basketball game tomorrow, as well as Texas baseball. And also got some NBA stuff, some pretty good NBA games coming over the weekend. Also, Jim Harbaugh needs a new coach on his staff. We'll get you that story coming up in the big three on the horn. All right, Chad and Kevin with you on a Friday. The computer got a little fogged up over here on 360, so hopefully we'll get that fixed.
Everything's fogged
very
up.
Soon. We hope everybody's computers are doing well. Texas getting ready for a series at LSU in baseball coming up at 5:05. One of our favorite guys to talk to during college baseball season, the one and only Greg Swindell, college
Zeke.
Baseball Hall of Famer, a champion with the Arizona Diamondbacks in 2001. I think they beat the Yankees. And you see him and hear him on LHN. By the way, love the tat game on Swindell.
I think it's getting stronger,
Dig
too.
Dig the tat game. Dig the fact that he's rocking arm tats on LHN.
He can rock it.
Love it. Yeah, he's got arms to do that. You notice these arms don't have tats.
No tats.
It would make no sense for me to put a tat on my arm.
He's got the body hair of a swimmer.
Oh, is that right?
I think Zeke has some Asian in him. Is that it? Is it one of the races, they don't have a lot of body hair.
I don't know. Oh, he doesn't have a lot of body hair.
Doesn't have a lot of body hair. Which is a great thing, right? I mean, I mean, I don't think anyone complains about that.
Of the two choices, I would take that.
Right. If we're going to go to one side, let's go with that, okay?
You know what I'd like to have? Way too much body hair.
Way too much body hair.
That's what I want. All right, let's get you a big three here. Get you caught up on the day.
The Big Three.
It is brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialist. Check out Dr. Slaughter and the gang over at Sinus and Snoring Specialist. Get that sinus and snoring relief, 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com. Of course, the college basketball bombshell story. Names have been named and teams have been named, but it may just be the beginning. Texas is on this initial list of teams, and so is Duke and Carolina and Kansas and Kentucky.
I'm glad you said initial list, because we've had two texters in completely fair say, Kevin, I heard you say the list that you heard from your source, Texas wasn't on that list. It won, and I tried to make that point at the time, maybe I didn't do it well enough, that this is just what they've heard, knowing there's a lot more teams on there. So what I had heard, Texas was not on the list, certainly didn't mean Texas wasn't going to be on the list and that other schools that were not named today aren't still going to be named. I think this is a lot bigger than people think, and all of us have heard from different sources. What I matched up was from the two or three that I had heard from, the commonalities of that. And that's where Texas and Michigan State weren't on the ones that I heard. Creighton is. Well, they haven't gotten called out today. So, we haven't gotten there yet. So I think it's important to understand that there may not just be one list, and that obviously all of us only heard portions of that list.
And Michigan State is another one of the bigger name teams that that was named in this Yahoo Sports article today. Obviously, we talked a lot about that and a little bit about Texas and Oklahoma State. That's tomorrow at 1 o'clock on The Horn, of course, and on LHN. And the question has been asked by a couple of our listeners today. As of right now, we haven't heard any adjustment in the Longhorn lineup as far as Eric Davis goes. Eric Davis and Prince Ibe are the Longhorns that are named in this Yahoo story. Eric Davis for a little money, Prince Ibe for a meal with this particular agent, Andy Miller. The agency that they raided to get all this info and did the wiretaps and everything. So haven't heard anything there. I don't think Shaka Smart has really made a comment.
I haven't seen anything. Chris B would let us know.
Rick Barnes at Tennessee did make a comment that those guys were paid. He was told that those guys were paid after he left, and that's all he knows. So.
And here's why this is not surprising for any Texas fan out there that I know of. I mean, I made the joke about the Canadians loving to play for Texas basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was pretty obvious when Texas got into the game. And at least it was obvious to me. And maybe I'm too connected, and maybe I've just been too into this as a fan and too into it as someone who's been covering it for a long time. But, Chad, we all saw that. Like, you saw when A&M started to get into the game. Right.
Yeah, I mean, when that top five class showed up out of nowhere, there were all kinds of people that would joke with me about, hey.
Or the Antoines.
How'd you guys do that?
Who's your Antoine guy we mentioned the other day who I forgot? Antoine Wright?
Antoine Wright, yeah. I mean, it was like, you know, people would say to me, hey, how'd you get that class? That's pretty good. You know, talk about it or whatever. But yeah, that's it's one of those, it's one of those apparent truths that maybe today becomes a truth for a lot of people.
It's an axiom.
That wanted to maybe deny that that stuff was happening like that.
It was an axiom that over today and the next couple months is turning into, it's a fact.
It's getting there. Facts are facts.
Right.
Right? It's getting there.
Yeah, and I will say this for a lot of our listeners. I thank you all, because Chad and I have talked about this, and we try and be honest about this without throwing someone under the bus, without it being released yet. But a lot of the listeners have been really cool with, we want to hear that type of stuff, and we're glad you're being honest about it. And a lot of that stuff's coming to light today.
And here's another hunk of honesty I would throw out there, to be specific and anal about it. Just because they have evidence that Wendell Carter took money does not mean they have evidence Coach K knew about it.
Of course not.
And that's the next level of this. Is there anything that could literally...
With the guys Coach K is... gotten the last 20 years,
right?
You are crazy to think that Coach K is not aware the micromanager Coach K is.
Oh, I know. Yeah, no, that's the argument for all
the
of them.
The attention to detail guy Pitino was.
Exactly. By the way, tomorrow should be an interesting environment in Lubbock. Kansas at Tech. Kevin, do you think Tech fans might have something to say to the Kansas players and coaches? Like, maybe after this?
They might, but they also might want to watch out. And you're crazy. They know James Dickey was paying guys. Well, they definitely know that.
But if you're Tech fans, I think you take that opportunity tomorrow, because technically you're not on the list yet.
May have an assistant heading there soon.
If I was a Tech fan, I might take my shot.
If
Kansas wins tomorrow, they'll win another share of a Big 12 title, and then we'll have the discussion, I guess, about, you know. Now, I didn't see any Kansas players, current Kansas players, in this story today.
Current, no, but I saw some Kansas players.
Yeah, I didn't see a current guy. I guess
Jared Jeffries is a guy we didn't mention. He would have been Indiana.
Oh, on that Mike Davis Indiana team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting.
Oh, Noel. Who's Kansas? Or no, who's he, Kentucky?
He's Kentucky. I think. Yeah. That game is 3:15 tomorrow afternoon.
Don't worry, Kansas is coming.
ESPN, if you want to check that one out. Texas and LSU in baseball. You got Nolan Kingham tonight against Zach Hess. We'll get you to that at 6:45. Tomorrow it's Caleb Gilbert taking on Chase Sugart. Hopefully Chase can look as good as he did in his first outing. And then Todd Peterson and Blair Henley will be the matchup on Sunday afternoon at 2.
LSU comes in really not hitting much for average. Notre Dame did a pretty good job with him. LSU did get 4 home runs in that series. Bo Jordan's a guy you better be careful with.
Bo Jordan.
Isn't that a good LSU baseball name?
Kevin, tell me that's a B-E-A-U, Bo Jordan.
Please. Are you kidding? Of course it is.
He didn't put an X on it, did he?
No, he didn't.
Oh,
no.
That would have been really cool.
It would have been for LSU. That would have
been
cool.
Awesome.
I didn't think about that. He's got 2 of those 4 homers. He's hitting .417. Good news is they come in pitching with a 7.50 earned run average. They have not looked good.
That's right. Notre Dame lit him up.
Yeah. And you said, who's going tonight?
Tonight is Hess. Zach Hess.
Yeah. Zach didn't look too good. Zach went 2 1/3 and gave up 5 hits, 8 runs, all of them earned, and gave up a dong.
But is Texas the offensive team that can do that to him is the question.
Probably not, but this will open it up a little bit. This will be nice for these guys. This is nice and hopefully the weather will be okay. The ball will carry there. I would think Texas hits 4 to 5 out this weekend.
Have you found the TV station for this one yet?
SEC Alternative.
The SEC Plus.
Which is weird because, like, you ever met an alternative kid from Alabama? I mean, he's kind of out there in skateboarding, but not really.
See, I don't know if it's SEC Alternate or not.
We play with hacky sacks. We just throw it at each other's nuts.
I don't know if it's on my SEC Alternate.
I don't know if it's – is it Alternate?
Because I think it's the SEC Plus, which could be in a lot of different places.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I've got it on my other TV, on my what are those things called?
On the – what, like on a Roku or something?
No, you know, yeah, on
like
that.
On a Fire Stick?
On a Fire
whatever?
Stick, on a Fire Stick, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, as long as you have the app, don't you, ESPN?
Oh, it's on there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's
oh,
on
got,
that.
Yeah, oh,
no, no,
got
no.
That.
Go to the ESPN
oh,
app. Go to the ESPN
I
app.
That
I looked at it last night. SEC, fine. Whatever.
All right, cool. That I've got. All right, there's your big three here in the 4 o'clock hour. One other quick note. Michigan OC Tim Drevno is moving on. Parting ways with the school. He's been there 3 years, but he's been with Harbaugh all the way back to San Diego. Ooh. He was with him with the Niners. He was with him through all of the moves. So now,
are they getting away from that system a little bit? Going to open it up a little bit more?
Maybe. They got a new O-line coach coming in that they already had as a quality guy.
McElwain.
And I forgot, you knew this story. I missed it. Jim McElwain, the old Florida coach, is their wide receivers coach now?
He is.
I wonder if you go ahead and throw him in it as OC.
You may.
Right?
Yeah, you may do that.
Because he may be that guy that maybe is a head coach, no, but calling some plays?
I never thought he was good as an OC. I mean, he was okay. He had Alabama's talent, and then he got the Colorado State gig.
Right, that's true. He's going to be one of those guys that gets Saban credit, but he hasn't gotten credit
on
his
Saban
own.
Credit, but Saban's had better play callers since then.
There's Big Three. Let's get you a one and done here in the 4 o'clock hour. One and done time.
Peter liked to be
one and
with me.
Done.
Feel like That Recorder is the official college basketball song today. One and Done, brought to you by Texas Card House, Austin's premier poker club. Tournaments and cash games 7 days a week, and even charity tournaments every Friday night. Check them out in person or go to texascardhouse.com. Here's Kevin Dunn.
Chad, did you ever get into the Bernie Madoff story at all?
Very much on the surface, not deep into it, no.
Or really even smaller than that, any of those stories where you see someone, they've got a scam working or some credit card scam and some triangle scheme and pyramid scheme. And you realize, okay, at some point they had to realize the jig was going to be up. And you just try and keep that going as long as you can, right? Mm-hmm. Keep that day far away, but at some point that day is going to get closer and closer, and you're going to realize, okay, the jig's going to be up. It's just how much time do I have? And I kind of feel that way with college athletics, and especially college basketball and the direction it's been going for a long, long time. Today is just really the start of the jig being up for a lot of people. And as for Texas individually, I've been saying since I got back here, I don't think it was worth it, and they are obviously paying guys. There's no doubt about that. It's very clear and transparent in college basketball who at least is paying the top 50 guys. We're going to find out other stories of the Eric Davis is getting money. You're like, oh, God, this is going to be worse than I thought. There are a lot of people, not even good players, that may have been receiving some amount of money. We've talked about it. We can have a separate discussion on whether or not that should be the case and if it's even – if the logistics would even work for all schools to be able to try that. But for Texas, they got to make a decision. Has this really been worth it? Do we really want to play the one-and-done game? I would have no problem with Texas getting out of it. And I'd feel a lot better for Texas getting nailed if they are a Wichita State type getting nailed, where it's like, hey, look, all of our we can't monitor all of our guys 24/7, but we're not paying anyone. We are not in charge of paying anyone. And it'd be hard for Texas people, Texas officials, to look me in the eye and tell me the last 15, 20 years that they haven't been involved in the game, because I believe they have. And it's time for Texas to have a real serious discussion with themselves if they want to continue to go down that road. And what is the road of college basketball going to look like for the next 5 years? Is it going to be worth it? Do you think that the FBI is just going to turn around after this and be like, all right, we're all done? I'd be really damn careful what you do the next couple of years.
And like we talked about earlier, too, who's going to talk now? Like, there are certain guys.
Only more people.
Certain guys have been indicted. How many of those guys have already talked? I mentioned earlier, if I'm the FBI, I would have called Patino 10 times by now to see, hey, coach, anything you'd like to say? Anybody you'd like to talk about?
They were smart with Andy Miller, because Miller should have gotten indicted. The guy below him got indicted.
Now, there's another issue here. Let's all realize this story.
He's cooperating.
This story today from Yahoo. How many agents does it involve, Kevin?
One.
Oh, right.
One guy.
And by the way, that is more the norm than an aberration, what's going on here.
And what if the FBI is looking into five more? What if they're looking into 10 more? Agents.
I don't know. They may just need to get one to clean up the whole system.
Right. Do they just use this as the example?
But I think we're going to find out about more. I mean, I'm almost positive we're going to find out about more.
All right. Interesting. Headed into a college basketball weekend. ESPN game day headed to Lubbock. Wonder how they'll deal with that tomorrow morning.
Do they have a fun game set up for that?
With Billis. Yeah. Do we have a game with Seth Greenberg and Billis and Jay Williams? Here, I've got an impermissible gift. Where does it need to go?
What's behind Curtain A? Behind Curtain A, guys, is the future of college basketball. All right. Reveal the curtain. What is it? Yeah. That's it.
Exactly. I don't see it. I do smell it, though. All right. Coming up, we'll get you a midday hangover with Trey, see what he's got going on this beautiful Friday. Or maybe it's Keisha, or maybe there's a special guest coming in. Are you doing the midday hangover? Trey's doing the midday hangover? All right. Trey's doing it. He's cooking something up for us. We'll see what he's got. It may be something to do with this vertical leap. I think I heard him say the number. It's pretty disappointing. This is The Horn.
All right, guys, midday hangover time, and I did finally post my vertical jump onto the Twitter. You can find it at Courtesy Wave right now, or you can also go to The Horn,
I forgot
ATX.
How much you can't jump,
Have you
man.
Seen it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. You could never jump. You just couldn't jump. It was always funny to watch.
That is 17 inches, man. That is a good jump. I'm not a highly trained athlete here. I'm a regular human being.
I'm not either. I'm a regular human being, and I would have doubled that. I may double that right now.
Oh, Trey.
34? You think you would have gotten 34 inches, by the way? I know what you're thinking to yourself,
absolutely,
Chad.
Absolutely, I would have.
I did touch that bottom blade. It doesn't look like it moved, but it did.
You actually touched the bottom blade. Okay.
Yes.
Wow. So Trey over at Onnit. It's Onnit Fitness Academy. Is that the official?
Onnit Gym.
Onnit Gym.
Onnit Gym.
Onnit Gym today, or maybe you did this yesterday?
I did it yesterday, yeah.
Okay, so 17. Dude, I was guessing 26, I thought I was being mean to you.
I appreciate it, guys.
17?
Wait a second, 26 isn't mean. 26 is actually a pretty good vertical jump, isn't it?
It's not bad. Yeah, 26 wouldn't be bad.
Right, no, I didn't, but I thought...
17's pathetic.
As I said it, I thought, ooh, should I have gone closer to 30? Maybe I don't understand vertical. Maybe I just think everybody's going to have a combine vertical.
Just keep in mind.
When I watch Trey jump, though, I love it because I feel like I'm seeing his body trying to send signals down to his legs, like his brain, like it's time to really jump. And you can see the lower half, especially his calves, really getting into it. Like there's going to be some explosion. 3, 2, 1... And it just doesn't go. Like at some point in the middle to like the hips, it just doesn't fire.
So even with...
I'm sorry, I got into that too much.
Okay, let's go one.
Hey, I trust your physiological breakdown. Yeah.
So let's go one by one here. With your hip issues and back issues, do you still think you could get over 17 right now?
Absolutely.
Wow.
With my calves that you always talk about and the fact that I'm rolling right around 210 right now, could I get above 17?
I think you could.
Okay. Trey, with the help of Onnit Gym, do you have a goal in your mind? Are you trying to get over 20? Like, what are they trying to get you to do?
I think my goal is to get over 30.
Oh, my God.
So almost double it.
Dude, drop some of your knees.
I think if Jeremy can get you to anywhere from Kieschnick to Coolball, not Coolball, Kieschnick to Bryant, 23 to 25, you're good to go.
I think that's more realistic.
Now, do you guys want to test your own vertical? I'm sure I could set this up over at Onnit. I mean, it would be a good thing to do with the combine right around the corner.
I kind of feel like I'd like to know.
I think we can test it downstairs, to be honest.
Do they have...
Does NewFit have that down there?
They have a vertical deal. Well, we can do it at Onnit also. If NewFit doesn't have it, then
where is
Onnit?
What kind of drive am I talking about here?
It's over on 71 and 35.
Okay. I'd be willing to do that. One year for around combine time, we went over to Westlake High School and did 40-yard dashes to see what our 40 times were.
I'd be scared to know what that time was for me.
But I've never done any of the other combine stuff.
I think I could get
so
much worse than my 40 time ever was. I just never could. I tried to get faster. I really did.
When you were a trained athlete, what was it, like low four, high fours?
If I would have been lucky, yeah.
Okay. All right, so guys, Lindsey Vonn did something pretty cool this Olympics. Not only did she win a bronze medal, unfortunately didn't medal in any of the other events she competed in, but she brought her grandfather's ashes with her actually spread his ashes out over parts of South Korea because he served in the Korean War and apparently had fond memories from his time over there. And so it begged the question earlier on the midday show of if one— would you prefer to be cremated or buried? But two, if you ended up cremated, where would you have your ashes spread?
I've always fancied myself a cremation guy.
I'm a cremator too.
Feels like too. I'd be a cremation guy.
I saw a guiding light or one of those poisonous toxic shows back in the 80s, those soaps, and someone got buried alive underground. And I mean, they showed her in the casket screaming and trying to get air, and I couldn't sleep for like a week. That's why I can't watch that stuff.
That was the plot of a Ryan Reynolds movie in the last couple years, too.
Well, luckily, I've never seen a Ryan Reynolds movie, but that'll definitely keep me away.
Would you go Dish Falk Field? Wrigley?
No.
Something crazy like that?
I wouldn't do the dish because, you know, not until they go grass.
Well, yeah, because you'd sit right on top.
I'd sit right on top, right.
It's really weird.
Granada, maybe?
No, probably the ocean.
Okay.
Somebody, we go South Padre. You get people.
Right, sure. Yeah, I mean, but I mean, in the ocean. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Maybe the Gulf.
Go to Padre. Go where you like to go.
Go where I like to go. Take me out to the third sandbar and make it a windy day so I get on some people.
I think I would make. I think if I went before the two of you, I would make the two of you go to a cliff and reenact the scene from Big Lebowski.
That's exactly what I was thinking about.
One of you would have to wear sunglasses and.
That is a great scene.
And it would have to be into the wind, and one of you would have to come back literally with me all over you. That would be what I would do.
I'll be the guy who takes Chad all over him.
There you go. There it is.
So Kevin, you can serve as Walter.
Well, the good thing is we're gonna have a spit and a barbecue going right next to it.
Well, that's true.
We'd have to find a public park.
We'll be
doing we'll be eating your calves as we're spreading you everywhere.
What do you think the people at the crematorium will say when you say, "Hey, before you cremate him, we need his calves"? I wonder what that conversation would be like.
Well, then all of a sudden Trey is gonna come in and he's gonna have a chainsaw. With that Trey look that he gives, I'll take care of this.
Just in blank.
And I hope he's sick too.
Yeah. And just as important, guys, is what are the employees at a crematorium called? Is it crematoriers? Is it
are you a cremator?
Cremator?
A cremator?
Maybe. Are they doctors?
Let us know if you're out there. Because if you work in a mortuary, you're a mortician.
Or are they just pyromaniacs?
So, right. If you're a cremator, are you a crematorimator? A crematorator? I don't know what you are.
Anyhow, guys, we're going to finish off this segment by I'll let you know where I would have my ashes spread. One would be at North Avenue Beach in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Had plenty of fond memories from playing volleyball and just hanging out there. Also at the Cotton Bowl during Texas OU, probably in the end zone that is in the Texas section. Keep my remains away from the Oklahoma section, if you will, please.
You can make somebody work there. Got to get into the Texas OU game. That's tough.
And then also at the memorial service for me here at the Austin Radio Network, I'm going to have tea brewed in my honor, and some of my ashes will be sprinkled into the brewing tea to where but nobody's going to know about this, so that everybody drinks, and then you find out afterwards that you will get to go through the rest of your day with a little bit of me inside of you.
You know what?
That's disgusting.
I got to tell you what.
That is just
There's only one person I think in this office that would say this. Trey, I think I like you enough. I would drink you even if I knew.
Thank you.
I would drink you with the knowledge.
Thank you.
I would do
you?
That. I'd drink some Trey tea.
How much of you are they putting in me?
Well, we got
it's not a ton. It's just a little bit.
Little teaspoon.
It's going to be mostly tea.
The way it usually is.
Half a teaspoon. Just a little a fleck or two.
Yeah, it's just going to be a little
fleck. I was picturing though Chad and I at the Cotton Bowl, and the only place we can get up to is the place where we've gotten to the very top, on top of the press box,
ooh,
just a complete wind tunnel, and that stuff's just going over rednecks all over the fair.
Actually, maybe I should have you guys dump me all over the Oklahoma section. That's just to cause them problems.
That we could do. There's an
auxiliary. Honey, did you taste this?
This corn dog
is dusty and good.
What's in these nachos?
What are they putting on these things? It is good. I don't want to be fancy, but it's Trey good.
This is good.
All right.
Trey be in.
There you go.
Oh, all right, Ronald. We'll go to break.
You see
that.
There? He missed mine and he caught yours.
No, I wish I missed both.
Yeah, we both tried to go there. All right, 5 o'clock hour coming up. The one and only Greg Swindell coming up. We'll see what he thinks of this Texas baseball team so far and what he thinks of the matchup with LSU. You're going to hear that whole series right here on the Horn.